Sandoval's family?
And Loving Hip Hop alum Hazel E is not too pleased with the people coming for her mama's mac and cheese, including one of the dish hosts.
Oh, I wonder who. And was Hillary Duff mistaken for another Hillary 13 years older? We'll explain.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Yay!
All right, Tamar, what you got up first?
Girl, baby! The people are coming for the Queen Bee!
What?
And I'm talking about Miss Beyonce. No. Now they're coming for my girl! Okay, so let me explain. So her protege, Chloe Bailey's solo debut album was released on March 31st, and it's quite good, I have to say. And it, since the release, it since only sold, y'all, 10,000 copies. Well, Queen Bee is being slammed by her fans for failing to promote the album.
Oh, Lord.
They have taken to social media to vent. Okay?
Oh, Lord, they
swarming. All right, y'all, check this out. You're not even ready, B.
Oh, God.
One fan wrote, "Nah, Beyonce could at least post a Chloe Bailey album on her story. I mean, ain't that her artist?"
Okay. Oh, my God.
Well, Chloe was in Chicago last night for the first stop of her solo tour, and she addressed the haters. We cleaned it up a little bit, but this is what she said.
Uh-oh.
"I don't have another song to sing. I just wanted to say hi again because I can't let go of this feeling. Make sure y'all go support this album. Forget what anybody's got to say, and they can kiss my black derriere."
Beyonce is definitely the fault of that. She could.
What?
That's your protege.
Don't do
if
that.
If you're gonna start me, honey, you need to finish me, honey.
Don't
you need
do
to promote
that.
Me and do all of that stuff.
You didn't need Beyonce to tell you that Chloe Bailey album was out if you were a Chloe Bailey fan.
Y'all supposed to have pulled up and supported that young lady.
It does not matter, hey Greg. When you went out to fight, didn't you promote yourself on this show?
I did.
Okay, then. So that means, honey, you gotta promote it.
Did you promote me?
You gotta promote it.
Yeah, did you promote HK?
Yeah, everybody gotta promote their own thing.
Did you promote Headcrack?
Yeah.
And I saw a receipt that you bet against me.
Oh!
I mean, I didn't want to get hurt. That's why I went against it.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even have that word. But okay.
Wow. Right.
Jeez. Okay, all right, moving along.
Going in.
Well, in the latest Scandoval news, reportedly Tom Sandoval and Raquel Leviss hung out in his hometown of St. Louis, Missouri back in December, several months before news of their affair broke. But Tom's family wasn't interested in meeting her. Mm. According to a source, the family felt it was inappropriate for him to bring another girl home while he was still with Ariana, and they didn't support his seemingly new secret relationship.
Mm.
Apparently, Tom told them he was trying to break things off with Ariana right before the trip, and that they were going to therapy together.
Mm.
Shout out to Tom's family. Standing up for the old girl.
I can see the family not want to be in the mix. Like, hey, I don't want to have to, like, cover up lies for you
for
and get
sure.
you in the middle of your mess, so I get it.
Tamar, question for you.
What's up?
If your son Logan was cheating on his girl and wanted to bring his sneaky leak home to meet you, what would you do?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to really try my best to stay out of his business. I'm going to try my best. But if I can't help myself, you know, his girlfriend, I just feel like everybody's supposed to date, right? Until you find the right one. His wife is a different situation.
That's right.
Leave the whoremongers at home.
Hold on a second. Are you telling me that, like, in your past, let's say you had a boyfriend and you found out he was also seeing other women, that didn't upset you?
He took somebody to meet his mama.
Okay, but wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
That would have everything to do with our conversations. If we say, I'm not dating nobody, you not dating nobody, then that's between us.
That's what a girlfriend
they ain't got nothing to do with him bringing somebody to meet his mom.
That's right.
The mother doesn't owe me anything to keep that pact between me and the boyfriend.
That's right.
Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
Oh, whatever. All right, moving on. Child, who knew that mac and cheese could cause all this dang old chaos? So it all started when the Shade Room reposted Love and Hip Hop alum Hazel E's mother's mac and cheese, collard greens, and jambalaya as they sat down to enjoy Easter dinner. And in the words of Gary, baby, everybody started going in on this mac and cheese town. Moesha star Countess Vaughn shared a shady comment about the dishes, said, "I'm over here choking looking at that." Then Hazel E clapped back at Countess, talking about her bulging eyes and thyroid thyroid disorder.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of below the belt. That's,
yeah, man.
But wait, it gets worse. Then Tamar had to jump in the shade room and call me. And she had to say, well, dang, I thought it was apple crisp.
I did.
And that's what Hazel clapped back at Tamar with, the only Braxton we acknowledge is Tony.
I guess that's supposed to hurt.
Now, Tamar, I'm sure you don't regret what you said about Hazel's mama's mac and cheese.
I don't.
Because it looks like apple crisp.
It looks like apple crisp.
And dead hell.
I had to drink water just to watch it because it looked that dry.
It is in the desert storm.
That macaroni and cheese needed some gravy.
I can't believe it's macaroni. I refuse to believe it's macaroni.
I'm not going
to
lie to y'all.
It's on it like bread crust?
Yeah. Wait, have you never... Okay, all right.
Oh, you eat that?
Yeah. Well, I've seen this kind of macaroni many times.
I've seen it
shows
recently.
Up at Thanksgiving. It shows up at Christmas.
Oh, really?
And you got to get yourself a big drink.
But why? Yeah, but it doesn't look that dry, though.
Bread crust.
Well, it adds a little texture because it'll be a little like
crunchy
on the top.
But no, you have other dishes for that. That's what the dressing is for.
Yeah, but in the Anglo-Saxon world, you know, recently I found out that
we're trying to up our game.
They use breadcrumbs on top of
never.
So your new dude saw nothing wrong with the picture of macaroni and cheese.
Well, he's from New Orleans. He saw.
Okay, so yeah, he wore some sauce for him.
Other folks.
Well, yo, listen, in case you missed it, Hillary Swank recently gave birth to $2 million babies. Now, big shout out to her. But somebody received an accidental congratulations on the new addition.
Uh-oh.
Now, Matthew Cuomo, who's married to Hillary Duff, shared a DM he got about Hillary Swank's newborn twins and said, really appreciate the congratulatory messages today, guys. Thank you. Hillary Swank and I couldn't be happier. You know, like, I mean, like, there are a couple people who occupy spaces in Hollywood that look the same. I confuse Meryl Streep and Glenn Close all the time.
Sure. Yeah.
I get that.
I confuse Hillary Swank and Hillary Clinton. They kind of resemble.
No,
not at all.
No.
They don't look alike.
I was with you earlier. Like,
I'm pretty sure I could pick both Hillary Swank and Hillary Duff out of a lineup.
Me
it's
too.
Kind of like confusing macaroni and cheese and apple crisps.
It's two different. Totally two different. Yeah.
All right, now, everybody, if you use social media at all, chances are that you have used a filter on your pictures once or twice. Well, former Mob Wives star Renee Graziano apparently loves a good filter, too.
Geez.
Yes, honey. She just dropped a picture on IG that caught the internet's attention, and not for the right reasons. At first glance, Miss Renee face, y'all, is beat to capacity.
It is. Oh, it
okay.
is.
Beat for a couple guards.
I thought that was a new Kardashian.
Baby,
I know, right?
That makeup is on the point.
Yeah.
But her filter did her dirty. Because when you see the reflection in the mirror, it's like a before and an after. And of course, the internet called homegirl out on the epic filter fail. Y'all, they did her bad.
But why would you put this out and not notice
I
the
don't
mirror?
Think,
there's no way she noticed.
Because she was so beat.
Girl, that don't even look like you, girl.
She looked like that girl from Real Housewives of Potomac.
That's what she looked like. And yeah, she has the structure of this.
Which one? I'm sorry, I'm at a loss.
The one with the size 13 feet.
How you talk about the lady floppy feet?
No, but they talk about her feet on the show. It's like a size 13 or 14 foot.
Bye, does she Brad. Really have a size 13 foot?
Absolutely, she does. She does.
But she looks like this woman, too.
But she favors this woman. Now,
yes, she does.
This picture looks better than this woman. But
what's her name? Maybe this picture is of that woman and Renee is looking in the window.
No. The Potomac woman has very strong features.
No. Did you just call that woman handsome?
Yes! With manly feet!
Up next, honey. People want Jermaine Dupri, baby, to get that old thing back, honey. And no, I'm not talking about Janet. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. So, Brad, your brother Jermaine Dupri is being called on to bring back one of the most popular R&B moves of all time.
Let's go.
Singing to the big...
Wait, ooh. What?
Cat, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so, JD posted a throwback photo of Usher and I'll Be Sure singing to the kitty cat with the caption. They telling me to bring back singing to the... And fans agreed that the hitmaker needs to make it happen. Now, you think artists should bring back that old vibe, you know what I mean? Going back to the meow, 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 meow?
No.
It depends on how sexy that artist is. Like, Usher's a sexy person.
Okay.
Like, it depends on, and I'll Be Sure was definitely sexy.
Yes,
like,
God,
you can't just be a cornball trying to do that. That's
no.
Not
exactly.
Going to work.
Well, okay. I am so that's not why. A singer, honey, but I would never stop singing to the mic.
Oh, to the
Lord
mic.
Lord Jesus.
My microphone check. One,
Gary
one,
out here singing. Gary singing to the dog.
My mic, one, two.
I mean, but there was a whole bunch of, like, just, like, you know, niche things that R&B cats used to do back in the day.
That's
like
true.
Singing in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no one wants to do that.
Singing in the rain.
The only person that sang in the rain that I loved was Diana Ross in Central Park, honey.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Keep Sweat did it.
That was Sweat.
Yeah. Doing this shit. Drew Hill did it.
Yeah.
I used to love it when everybody had the same hand moves for a while.
Yeah, we missed
like somebody
the
come
sensual
out here and like, bang, grab on the disc right here. Bow.
Backstreet.
All right, everybody. It's time for
What the Fashion.
Well, child, this is giving suffocation.
Oh, God. Oh.
So, y'all, the French fashion house, Maison Margiela, will have you looking like a dang bank robber out of a movie.
Oh, Lord.
The luxury brand has debuted their one-of-a-kind sheer face mask. Uh-huh. Y'all, and everybody can buy one for the small price of $510. Well, how you say that? $510?
$510.
Now, this face mask was designed with the Renaissance period and sex as the inspiration.
Houseway.
Maybe. Are y'all feeling that or no?
Yeah, maybe
no.
Safe sex is the reason. It looks like a condom for the face.
Right.
It looks foolish. It actually looks like one of those things you put on your face and zip up so you can put on your shirt so
exactly.
You don't get makeup on.
So you don't get makeup on it.
Yeah, but they're on the Gary!
Baby.
You look like a bank robber, Gary!
Yes. Honey, I got this look for free, bitch. I grabbed one to take my wig caps, honey. Nah, honey.
And how much did that set you back?
Baby, that set me back, honey, a dime.
That's a deal for you.
Yes, Jerry. Well, y'all, speaking of peculiar fashion statements, Prada is playing in everyone's face with this nice head of pillowcase. I mean, dress that they just released. Darling, it's a strapless satin pawns dress, retailing for the small price of $3,650. Of course, Prada believes this dress is serving, and it said it gives a wrinkled finish that recalls a sheet of paper.
Oh.
And it's meant to be both raw and sensual.
Ooh. It's giving walk of shame.
It's giving what WT...
It's giving they done lost their damn minds for $3,000.
Are you serious?
No. It's banana.
Prada. It's giving like somebody took a pillowcase and just cut one end of it and then slipped it on.
Yeah. Fluffy, and then I'm right there with you.
They could have put it on like a Paris model.
She looked like a limp.
She looked like she's been sex trafficked or something.
No.
She looks to me like, if you look at her, she looks to me like this.
No, Gary, come on. You know, it's giving very much rainbow tees.
Yes. Look, I'll wear my stocking cap, bitch, and give y'all Prada
you
and
honey
Margiela.
That's only $5,000.
She needs a face mask to complete the look.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh. That
and then
so
throw the whole thing
this
away.
This is horrible.
Y'all gotta love fashion.
I will make all y'all a dress for
$3,000.
Like, yeah. You look like a travel lodge towel.
Anyway, y'all, coming up, honey, Miss Coco Austin has got people upset, honey, after popping that booty, honey, in front of her baby girl, Maury.
Oh,
after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, welcome back, everybody.
Hey.
Okay, looks like Coco Austin can't catch a break. Y'all, she did the Boom Boom Pow TikTok challenge with her 7-year-old daughter, Chanel, saying, oh my God, Chanel, this makes me do all of these weird dances. I just go with the flow, though. Well, Chanel smacked her mama's booty. Or at least tried to. And people were quick to criticize, calling the dance inappropriate and cringy. So what y'all think? Y'all think there's anything wrong with that?
I don't see anything wrong with this. That is her daughter. They do these daughter dances, mommy dances, challenges all day long, up and down, TikTok 24/7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why is it a problem for Coco to dance with her daughter?
Because
she smacked her on the butt. So what? That's her mother. Who
I think
cares?
It was the booty lift that made it look weird.
Whatever. Maybe. It's so stupid. Go ahead.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on this. I didn't see nothing about it that bothered me. Nothing about it that was weird. It's like, if your daughter or your son or Logan wanted to do a TikTok dance, of course you're going to do the dance
with them.
Absolutely. We're going to kill it. Like, we're going to try to do the best I can.
Me and Logan do TikTok dance. dances all the time.
I would never do this to my mama.
Well,
sorry.
People will say something about this, but
yeah,
they won't.
Your mama is from the 60s or 70s.
Yeah, so that's more so.
Of course, they didn't have TikTok back then.
So that's what today's kids are doing, popping their mamas on the booty?
Things are a little bit different than they were before.
If I was Iced Tea, I'd be treating that booty like the wood at the Apollo every time I saw it.
Okay.
That's sure what I do before I leave my house every morning. Baby, let me get some good luck. All right, y'all, check this out. Former Pussycat doll Melody Thornton was performing in the Bodyguard musical in the UK when she was upstaged by a couple of audience members. Well, y'all, they started belting out, and I will always love you at the top of their lungs and would not dang on stop. So with 10 minutes left, the show was cut short and the rowdy patrons were escorted out. Well, y'all, afterwards, Melody apologized online, saying that she hoped to see everyone again.
Yeah, if you kick me out of the show, I ain't coming back. But then also, it's a show, man. Shut up.
Yeah. Those two people ruined it for
everybody there. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
It's Melanie Thornton doing the Bodyguard in Europe for me. I think it's great.
I would love to see it.
Yeah.
Which Pussycat doll was that?
The black one.
The one that was married to Eddie Murphy.
The second. She was not married. Like,
wow. Are you talking about Scary Spice?
That's a Spice Girl.
That's a Mel's role.
We don't get
our Pussycat Dolls and our Spice Girls. Not on Dish Nation.
I don't know no Pussycat Doll but Nicole.
Married to Eddie Murphy. I swear to God.
I just hope when he canceled the show and you picked the wrong
baby.
But also, don't do that theater. That's just rude.
Oh my God, it's
don't
so
do it.
Rude.
It is rude.
But they paid to be there, so
it
they
don't
can
matter.
Do what they want.
So did everybody else.
Yes. Yes.
So those two people should have paid everybody else their money back
Come
for
on,
ruining
preach.
The show.
Yeah, and it's very different to do that in a Broadway show than like show up at like one of you guys' shows and like
some
sing along from the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, it's very
it's
different.
It's the time and the place.
They probably was drunk as hell.
Yeah.
No, that's rude.
She
shouldn't have had to apologize, but that was nice of her.
She's a lady.
I guess. She's a pussycat doll.
Well, up next, should you get a surgery to be taller? This answer might change after this next story. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, it's our last story of the day. So,
Dish is it.
A 5'5" man by the name of Moses Gibson was tired of getting passed up for dates for being short. I hear you, brother. So much so that he spent over $170,000 on two excruciating knee surgeries so that he can grow how much? 5 inches taller. Huh? Well, guess what? Moses now has a girlfriend, boys and girls.
Wow.
And he's out here showing off his longer legs and pictures wearing shorts. Nudies, who dis?
You still can't do tall guys stuff.
Thank you.
Like, you're still giving a 5 foot peen. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the inches aren't gonna, like, help everything.
The other thing is, I would be worried about having, like, a view kind of like this, because my arms aren't longer, and then my legs are longer now.
Yeah, you look like a funhouse mirror.
I'm giving T-Rex.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thank you.
So, Tana, I mean, can you relate to Moses?
I mean, I understand.
Is that serious?
Would you spend $170,000 to be taller?
I did the math. That's $34,000 an inch.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Oh, that's good.
That's, you know, you could buy a house. In some places, you could, that's a down payment on
it. Well, no.
$34,000?
You want that money put in other places.
Okay. He's supposed to get the other surgery. So,
exactly, honey. Didn't Moses have his long leg?
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.